You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly, live from the Republican National Convention on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, 1017thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube.
In my life, I've been wondering why. Still, somehow, I believe we'll always survive.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome back to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly, hour number two. Here live from the 2024 RNC and UW Panther Arena Media Row. We will be here all week. Well, at least until Thursday, the closing day, when former President Donald Trump will formally accept the nomination from the Republican Party.
This is an exciting week.
Yes.
And, you know, listen, again, however you feel about Republicans, former President Donald Trump, the RNC being here in Milwaukee, this is history in the making.
Yes.
And I'll tell a quick personal story. You know, my mother, she didn't have a Tommy Thompson moment, but she was rather proud that you and I are representing not only the great city of Milwaukee, the state of Wisconsin, which, you know, even my mother, because she's a news junkie, she's like, that's a critical state for this election.
Oh, yes.
And so for y'all, the truth, to be representing black people. Yeah. And, you know, connecting and interfacing with our community and saying, what do you want us to talk about during the Republican National Convention? She said, that's huge.
Yes.
She was like, did you think even 3 years ago that you would be doing something of this magnitude? And right. So I think that as much as at the national level that people are focusing in on, you know, this is the Republican National Convention. There was an assassination attempt, which is... that is a major deal.
Yes.
When a former president has an assassination attempt very, you know, shortly, day before a Republican National Convention, that's never happened in this country before. And so to have black representation and to be here amongst, you know, everyone else, because I'm going to tell you right now, trust and believe, you know, politicians here, when they see Milwaukee Black Talk, oh, that's appealing. Because at the end of the day, this is a very critical state.
Yes.
And there are a number of black voters that are increasingly considering converting to the Republican Party or just embracing black conservatism. So this is a huge Republican National Convention for us.
And it's a different feeling because a lot of times you don't know you were a part of history until after the fact. But to be doing this in real time, because this will be a part of American history books.
Oh, yes.
You know, for years and years to come. I mean, it's going to be questions. Where did, you know, former President Donald Trump, what was his first appearance after assassination attempt on his life?
Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
This will always be forever sketched in the history of this country, where an assassination attempt on a former president happened 2 days before he arrived, and his next appearance, his next public appearance, was in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So this is a huge deal. This is a
and we're here, part of it.
Yes, the entire time,
sitting on top of the red carpet.
And this is something that we could always say.
Oh yes.
That hey. Couple days after the assassination attempt, we were in the same vicinity as former President Donald J. Trump.
So shout out to the truth for being here. Shout out to our and we got Benjamin in the building too. Y'all, I know people love Benjamin. He's here making sure that we're getting these powerful conversations, or as Tori Lowe says, powerful conversations orchestrated for your listenership and viewership. And again, speaking of, you can watch Telly and I Live broadcasting from the Republican National Convention by just going simply to YouTube and searching for 101.7 The Truth. And again, you can see us live because we are confirmed to interview former President Donald Trump's son, Eric Trump, tomorrow at 7:30 a.m. Central Time. So spread the word. Send us your questions. Our Truth Talk and text line is 833-212-1017. But we are confirmed by his team and himself that we will be interviewing him tomorrow.
He will be joining us, and this is a great opportunity for Truth Nation to get your voices heard and see why, because this is not just about, you know, the truth or Denise and myself. This is about you all and getting information out there that you want to know about. So again, if you have questions or anything that you might want to know from Eric Trump, please submit them, and
yes,
we will try to get your questions in as well. But this is an exciting thing, and it's happening in real time, and I hope that you all can make sure that you are a part of it.
Indeed. And when we come back from break, we're going to talk about, did y'all see Amber Rose's pro-Trump speech yesterday? Did you see it, Deli?
I did not catch it. I'm sure it was riveting.
Riveting. That is an interesting word. So if you have not heard, do we call her? I'll say an influencer.
Because, well, that's somebody, what they did.
Because somebody had called her a rapper.
Yeah.
And I was like, rap what?
They said rapper and influencer. And that ain't what you said. You just can't say what you said.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about, Telly. But yes, she is a reality TV star. She is a physically attractive woman. So I could see why certain news outlets labeled her as a model. But yes, Amber Rose officially endorsed former President Donald Trump yesterday at the kickoff, day one of the Republican National Convention. And she did it in a way to where she was speaking. She was a featured speaker. Now, you asked about the press briefing that took place yesterday, correct?
Mm-hmm.
When they came out, they walked through who were going to be the speakers. And for me, it was the cadence, the order, the sequence of the speakers. And they were like, and right before, you know, they say President Trump. Because, I mean, here's the thing. And I know we've had a lot of debate about this. Why are you saying President Trump? Because technically, once you've been elected as a president, you always are referred to in certain settings as President Bush or President Clinton or President Trump or President Obama. And so,
and you know they're going to say it here.
Yeah. And so they announced yesterday, said, and right before President Trump makes his appearance, we will also have Amber Rose. Now, thank goodness, Telly, I was sitting in the back and I was like, now I'm a professional speaker, Telly. Okay, so it's hard for me to digest that Amber Rose was regarded as a speaker during the Republican National Convention. Now, the desired outcome of inviting her was to give American voters exposure and access to someone who used to be against former President Donald Trump. So this was a strategy.
Mm-hmm.
They want people that have publicly, which includes, coincidentally, Vice President candidate J.D. Vance, people who have formerly been publicly against Donald Trump,
yeah,
that are now supporting him. See, that's good optics. That's a great strategy, because then it says, okay, describe the moments of what made you go from not supporting Trump to now supporting Trump.
Yeah, and that's a great point, because a lot of people said that went into his pick of,
yes,
J.D. Vance.
Yes!
Because it's nothing like someone who has been converted as opposed to someone who has always been on your team. And I kept laughing about it, because why was it important for Amber Rose to be the speaker right before he came on?
You know why? And so this is another thing that they talked about during the press briefing, because theoretically, she would just use words to describe Trump, including racist, sexist, and to now, to your point, be a converted Trump supporter. That's huge.
Yeah. It,
because most people that are against Trump, what do they call him? A racist.
Yeah.
So you've got a black woman who says, I used to think that Donald Trump. That's what?
Yeah, because I thought when they first announced that she was going to be one of the speakers, I thought they were going to kind of play her, you know, during like the Grammy Awards or the Oscars, the people that get the awards during the commercial breaks. And they'll be like, oh, so-and-so won in this category. I thought they were going to kind of play her like that. But
no, she was an invited featured speaker to the point where her name was included during yesterday's press briefing as the speaker who would proceed.
Wow.
Are you with me? Those are the exact words that kept coming out of my mouth, or the word. Wow.
Yes, because there are a lot of people that they could have put in that position to speak right before. Heck, one of his sons could have came out and spoke before, you know, he appeared. But
if you look at Amber Rose's social media presence, she is an influencer. She is a woman of color. And for her to stand on a stage and say, I used to be. See, that's what the Trump campaign needs. The, like you said, I used to not like Trump, or I used to think he was this. But now, because then it also indirectly makes who look bad?
Yeah.
President Biden.
Yep.
So when we come back, we're going to talk more about the reaction to Amber Rose's pro-Trump speech, as well as, and we, this just came out yesterday, the federal classified document case involving former President Donald Trump was dismissed yesterday.
And it's amazing why that took place. We will definitely get into that after the break.
All right, stay tuned. You're listening to the best morning show on planet Earth on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
More of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly live from the Republican National Convention returns next on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, 1017thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly, live from the Republican National Convention on the award-winning 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, 1017thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube.
You are listening to the best morning show on planet Earth, Truth Be Told, with DT and Telly, and we are broadcasting today, tomorrow, as well as Thursday, all week long at the 2024 Republican National Convention. And we are confirmed, if you have not already heard, we will be interviewing tomorrow at 7:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, former President Donald Trump's son, Eric Trump. Again, we are confirmed to interview Eric Trump tomorrow here live at the Republican National Convention on Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. Now, Telly, on the YouTube message board, and if you are not watching us now, you definitely want to stream and watch us live. A lot of the Truth Nation listeners in the YouTube message board, Telly, they're not used to seeing us dress. I'm not used to seeing me dress up at this time of the morning. So somebody, let me see, they said, oh, Millie Tufree said, nice seeing them dressed up. Dwayne says, looking kind of bright, DT. Good morning, Mr. T. Yep, we clean up when we have to.
Yeah, that's right. We have to. But, man, you just made me think of something, Denise. And that is, I mean, we're so excited that Eric Trump will be joining us tomorrow. But we haven't heard anything from Ivanka Trump this entire election cycle. Have you heard anything from Ivanka?
The daughter, right?
The daughter.
Okay, man, you had me tripping for a minute there, because what was his first wife's name that passed?
It was something similar to Ivanka.
But it's not, because when you said that first, I was like, oh, my God, Telly, she passed.
No. No, she's still with us.
I was like, scared me. I was like, wait a minute. They are powerful. They bringing folks back to life.
because of Jared Kushner, like these names that you used to hear in his first time in office, like, but Ivanka made it clear, and she's a woman of her word. I will give her that.
She said,
look, if he does this again, I don't want no parts of that.
So look, Bab said Ivana. Yeah, because I was Ivanka.
Is it? Yeah, Ivana was her the ex-wife that passed.
Right. That was the first. Okay.
Yeah.
That was the first wife.
So,
all right.
Yeah.
Well, we do have a caller. Good morning. Let me see who we have on live with DT and Telly. Good morning, Vincent. You are live with DT and Telly. What is your question or comment?
Good morning, guys. It seems like Amber Rose is taking over the Omarosa position.
Wow. Good call.
Omarosa position. It seems like she wasn't invited this year to Trump's campaign. And also,
oh, yeah, they broke up a long time ago. Yeah, they broke up a long time ago, Vincent. Yeah.
I'm sure they will. I'm sure Amber Rose will be kicked to the curb at some point as well. So, but the fact is, it's interesting that none of Trump's cabinet is speaking at this convention at this point in time. The fact is, his vice president said he's not going to. His former vice president says he's not going to support him because he basically threw him on a bus and almost got him killed. So J.D. Vance, I'm sure that's a great position to be in as vice president since he did it, since he didn't treat the last vice president too well. But the fact is that, yeah, where are the people who have stood next to this man 4 years ago, who was in his cabinet, were there to see this man at work? Where are these people saying, hey, former President Trump did, you know?
He fired all of them.
To me, that tells a lot. Exactly. He fired all of them. So my thing, a measure of a man is the people that have stood by you and been next to you for years and understand your character and can vouch for your character and say, hey, I've served with this man, and he's the right man for the job. But obviously, they're not invited to this particular convention this year.
Again, you know, we've talked about, thank you so much, Vincent, for your call. We appreciate you listening. And, you know, it's one of the things we've talked about, Telly. Political relationships are completely different from traditional relationships because it literally could be, you know, I call you a liar and a racist and one of the most disgusting people that I know on Tuesday, and by next Friday, we chopping it up buddy-buddy talking about, okay, what's going to be our strategy to win this election?
Yep, and we talked about that before, DT, when he had the final three, the finalists, and we played that clip about him talking about Marco Rubio, calling him Little Marco, Little Marco. And guess what he said when he did not pick Marco Rubio? That Marco Rubio will have a spot in his cabinet. So
politics.
You go from exactly
political
you go from
relationships.
Someone just really talking extremely bad about you to saying, hey, how are we going to win this?
I mean, think about it. As we mentioned before, when existing Madam Vice President Kamala Harris was running for president against Joe Biden, she stood on that stage and called him a racist.
Yes, yes. And it's amazing how people change, too, because one, Nikki Haley, who once she dropped out of the race, said that I will not support Donald Trump and I would not go to Milwaukee and I will not be a speaker and I will release my delegates to go and vote for whomever they want to vote for. Those are her words. And now you want to talk about a change, of course. Now, Nikki Haley is scheduled to be in Milwaukee at some point and will be a speaker here at the RNC.
Endorsing President Donald Trump.
You know
what, Telly? You've provoked me. Here's what I'm going to predict. And I'm not a political expert in that sense of to the degree, let's say, of a Sherwin Hughes. But I'll predict that a number of the people that originally ran against former President Donald Trump for this candidacy this term, I bet you, I'd say 80% of them are going to be part of his cabinet. Vivek
Ramaswamy.
Tim Scott.
Yeah, Tim Scott.
Man, he's here smiling. Where is Tim Scott? I want to interview him, too. Where he at?
They go put him in over hood. Because after all, you put a brain surgeon in charge of HUD. You know, they're going to put Tim Scott in charge of HUD. But
no, he'll be Department of Defense, and I'm just playing. He'll be Secretary of Defense. I'm kidding. No, Tim Scott, though, I have not seen him here in person, but I do know that he was during former President Donald Trump's appearance or entry yesterday on Fox News. Tim Scott was one of the political commentators, which I found to be interesting.
Yeah, I'm sure. Like, to me, Tim Scott is turning into Chris Christie, because Chris Christie talked about how bad of a person that Donald Trump was, and but they had dealings when he was the governor of New Jersey and Donald Trump was in New York, and they would do things together. And where is Donald Trump's one of his golf courses, and what did he do a lot of in Atlantic City? He did a lot of business in Atlantic City. Atlantic City is in New Jersey, but after Donald Trump did not pick Chris Christie to be his running mate, then he didn't give him a position in the cabinet, in his cabinet, then he went back on the offense of saying how bad of a person he was. That's because you didn't get a spot. If he had got a spot, he would have been just like Giuliani and the rest of them. They would have been Trumpsters.
Oh, you know who else I want us to speak with if he's here?
Who's that?
Eric Johnson. He's the mayor of Dallas. He's a black man.
Yes.
He was elected on the Democratic ballot. And then once he was elected as mayor, converted to Republican.
Whoa.
Oh, yes. I know he's
wow.
here. So I'm gonna see if I can call some of my Dallas folks and see if I can get him to join us this week. Now, if you have not already heard, speaking of former President Donald Trump, yesterday a judge dismissed the federal indictment against Donald Trump on charges of mishandling classified documents. And this is basically his second ginormous legal victory in less than 1 month after the historic Supreme Court decision on immunity. So again, yesterday, U.S. District Judge Aileen M. Cannon's 93-page ruling that Special Counsel Jack Smith was improperly appointed is a huge win for Trump and his campaign. And it's going to eventually, I mean, it may get reversed, but as of now,
yes,
it's dismissed.
Yeah, he's going to appeal, Jack Smith. But I was talking to my wife about this, and I said, that's basically someone coming in and finding 200,000 pounds of cocaine, and you get busted, but then they come back and say, well, the search warrant wasn't right, mm-hmm. or it wasn't signed properly, or you didn't date the search warrant, so we got to dismiss the case. That's basically what just happened. You have all of these classified documents that former President Donald Trump refused to turn back over, mm-hmm. and it took a search warrant and for the FBI and Secret Service, everybody to go in there and physically remove them on their own. And if you remember, when Mar-a-Lago was raided, it looked like when they raided P. Diddy's crib. I mean, there were, you know, guns and everything. And so for all of that to take place and then to basically say that never happened.
Let's just walk through this, Telly. I want to get your reaction to this, especially from the lens of a black person. Now, this man was convicted on 34 counts, including tampering with business documents as well as paying hush money to an adult film star. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
In the past 2 months, the Supreme Court ruled that basically a president is immune from any type of, you know, federal indictments based on unofficial activity or official activity, whatever the phrase was. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's win number one. Then you have this ruling by a federal judge dismissing the federal indictment.
That you appointed, by the way.
Then you had an assassination attempt, which basically further elevated your brand as this powerful, untouchable, invincible leader. And the reception that former President Donald Trump received yesterday as the Republican National Convention kicked off. Now, as a black person, that would not be what our experience would be. Like, it would be like that. That clearly right there is a reminder on the level and the magnitude of privilege. Now, when we come back from break, I want to get your reaction, Telly, because, again, that timeline right there.
You just made that a 16-0 run to a 20-0 run.
I told, man, look, Democratic Party, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Please. We got to find out when the Democratic National Convention is, too. When we come back, we want to hear from you. We're going to get Telly's reaction to, man, former President Donald Trump is having what I would call a great week.
Mm-hmm.
You are listening to the best, or great month. You're listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. Truth be told with DT and Telly. Our Truth Talk and text line is 833-212-1017. We will be back.
More of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly live from the Republican National Convention returns next on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, 1017thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly, live from the Republican National Convention on the award-winning 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, 1017thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube.
We are back. Smooth Operator.
Oh,
I don't even
yeah.
know if I want to. Should I respond to that song? Smooth Operator.
Hey, so far at the RNC, it has been a smooth operation.
Thank you. Thank you for saving me,
the
Telly.
Republicans.
I wasn't thinking as
yes.
positive as you was. I yes. was just thinking, man, a lot of these Republicans here, they look very happy. Like, happy. Good morning. How are you?
I'm telling you.
Good morning to y'all.
If this wasn't the game plan, this would probably have exceeded the expectations of what they wanted or how they wanted this convention to kick off. I mean, a great reception, kicking first day off with the announcement of his VP, J.D. Vance, to just everything going off without a hitch last night. And, yeah, here we are, day two. And they have every reason to wake up and feel good about how things are going so far.
I was going to say, every Republican National Convention attendee that I encountered yesterday
yeah.
was happy.
Ain't no
Do you hear me, Telly?
Yeah.
How are you doing? I mean, like, yeah. Obviously, you could tell my race and my gender.
Mm-hmm.
Happy. Do you hear me, brother?
Yeah.
Good morning.
Yeah.
There's no concern, no tension, just
nothing.
Happy.
No reason to.
I wouldn't be surprised if Pharrell Williams is here tomorrow singing his song Happy, because that is the vibe that I am experiencing from attendees that are, you know, registered attendees for the Republican National Convention this week. And I know it's day two.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to continue to bring you highlights every day as the Truth is broadcasting all shows live from the Republican National Convention. Now,
yeah.
Telly, as former President Donald Trump made his first appearance, there was a huge crowd yesterday at Fiserv Forum.
Yes.
The reception of him taking the stage, it was synonymous with like a Beyonce concert. He came out and the reception was just... It was just of a level that I have not witnessed in a while. Don't get me wrong. And I've viewed the Democratic National Convention and previous Republican National Conventions. But what we saw yesterday as Americans
yeah.
at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee.
Yeah, it is something. And you couldn't even have scripted it any better for the RNC, the committee chairs, and everybody that put this on together. But, you know, shout out to also for to the city of Milwaukee. Again, you have approximately, we don't know the exact number, but approximately 50,000 people that are in our city, and there was no incident of any big or any sort of magnitude last night. So day one in terms of securing the city and making sure people are safe, I think they passed. The city of Milwaukee should get some credit for day one making this thing go. And you can't get credit for an entire convention until you get through day one, then day two, then day three, then day four. So again, everything seems like it is going off with a hitch, and a lot of the preparation that was made to making this go off without a hitch seems like it has manifested, at least so far.
Yes. And now here's the thing, Telly, and you and I were discussing this during the break. There's a lot of focus, obviously, on the 50,000 visitors that are here in downtown Milwaukee. 50,000. I got to give a huge shout out to the African-American Chamber of Commerce of Wisconsin, which is led by Nikki Purvis. And they sent out a message yesterday, you know, reminding black business owners. And, you know, every Friday here at Truth Be Told with DT and Telly, we feature black-owned businesses powered by We Energies. This week, you've got 50,000 people. And like Telly said, his mama used to say, don't nobody go out of town broke.
Yeah.
So you got folks that have come long distances to be here in Milwaukee. And so, you know, one of the things that the African-American Chamber of Commerce of Milwaukee was talking about, of Wisconsin was talking about, is black-owned businesses, it's not too late. You can still find creative ways to market your products, your goods, your services, and really get these 50,000 people to patronize your business. So leverage social media. If there's ways that you can deliver your products or services, like box lunches, beauty care packages, you know, things of that nature, consider that, because it is not too late. And you have so many media outlets, including The Truth, that are out there in the streets randomly interviewing people. Walk up to those media outlets and answer a few questions about the RNC and then say, by the way, this is my business.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
I'm featured on Water Street and whatever, and I'm bringing blah, 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 whatever. It's not too late, black people.
Great tips.
Get your money. And yes. Shout out again to the African American Chamber of Wisconsin for sending out that communication yesterday regarding how black-owned businesses can still reap the benefits of the RNC.
And this is a perfect opportunity for pop-ups, and especially if your business is in the food industry, because there are so many people walking around. Everybody can't go to these restaurants that are in these zones. And I'm sure if you are able to somehow, some way, get a pop-up food truck or something, I know it may be a little late in terms of getting permits or things of that nature, but if there's a way you can find a way down here. There's so many people that need so many things, from if it's just water, if it's just a snack, if it's whatever the case may be. This is an opportunity for you to come up, definitely.
And Telly, you bring up a good point. So it's not too late. Now, if you don't have a permit, or you're thinking, I don't have the time or capacity at this point to go through all the administrative work, listen. Visit the African American Chamber of Commerce of Wisconsin's website. They have a number of tips, and they're highlighting things that you can do, programming opportunities as it relates to the RNC. And so, again, visit the African American Chamber of Commerce Wisconsin's website to learn more. Yes, you listening right now that owns that black-owned business, it is not too late to reap the benefits, the harvest, I should say, of the Republican National Convention. 50,000?
Yes.
If I just get 500 of them 50,000, I'm going to eat good, Telly.
Yes, yes.
And you know what I'm saying?
And there's opportunity. That's the one thing that you see when you're walking around here. There's so many opportunities to do that because, again, everything is not convenient for the people that are working this. I mean, you got to think, there's Secret Service all over the place. They got to eat. They got to take a lunch break every now and again. Or
oh, that's right. All the police officers are here?
Yes.
Bring it to them. Yes. That's a great point, Telly.
I mean, these are things and opportunities where there are ways to make money, and there's a lot of money that is in the city of Milwaukee.
Because like Mama Hugh said, ain't nobody going out of town.
Ain't nobody going out of town without no money. That's just not how it goes. And DT, we do not want to ignore any like all the messaging and all the text messages we've been getting, not only on our YouTube board, but our talk and text line, 833-212-1017. We really appreciate you engaging. Rachel is one of our beloved listeners. Rachel,
hey,
on our
Rachel.
YouTube message board says, he must have sold his soul. How does someone so horrible have so many things go his way? I'm thinking that she is talking about former President Donald Trump and with all the things that are going on. And Brian also hit us up on our YouTube message board and says, I remember every sneak diss that went down back then and each one since. However, I like Biden as a kindly, personable old fella I would help across the street. But to run an economy and make strategic, benevolent deals to maintain the American way of life, no way.
And also have to say thank you to all the people that are appreciating our fashion today. Thank you, Curly.
Appreciate
Q.
Yours. I haven't gotten
when I win, Telly, you win.
Ain't nobody said anything about me.
Look, you're sitting here next to me, aren't you? If I would have a problem with your hat on, you know me. If you don't look good, we don't look good. So trust me, we look good.
No, I'm not hating. That is all good. But DT, you before break, you said something that I think a lot of Democrats and people of the Democratic Party are hoping, and that is they're in the lab. Because a lot of the Republicans are rolling right now, and the Democratic National Convention will be held in Chicago August 19th through the 22nd. So we roughly have, you know,
five
Democrats
minutes,
have
2 seconds. Can you tell the frustration in my voice? Come on.
Because they
I guess it is in Chicago, because their football team definitely is. let me stop.
Well, look, I tell
y'all
you
know
this.
Y'all know I'm passionate.
And again, we've been announcing it all morning. We will be joined by former President Donald Trump's son, Eric Trump, tomorrow at 7:30.
Bam, 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 bam.
And I'm sure he won't have any problems telling us how things are rolling right now.
What?
Here at the RNC for the Republicans.
Look, man, I'm going to be like, look, here's some water. Here, drink this water, and then I'm going to take a sip right after. I'm drinking some winning juice today, man, because y'all are winning.
Yes.
America, yes. we've literally, in all seriousness, it is crunch time, as they say.
Yeah.
It is crunch time. It is July in our election. For the 47th president of the United States is taking place in literally 4 months. Yeah. No, less than that. We should do a daily countdown, Telly.
Yeah, because we're not, and again, we're not being prisoners of the moment here. We're not just saying this because we are on the RNC floor here and we'll be doing broadcasting live all week long. It has everything to do with the laundry list of things that you just, you announced, DT, before the break in terms of why they are winning. You have the Supreme Court giving basically the president immunity. You have the sentencing that was supposed to happen 4 days before this convention started, that was postponed. And then as of yesterday, you had the classified documents case dismissed, which was a huge case, and one of the four that he was indicted on, as a matter of fact. So a lot of things that, I mean, let's just say a lot of momentum right now are at the backs of the Republicans.
And, you know, here's the thing. I'm not celebrating getting away with a crime. Let me be clear.
Mm-hmm.
What I am celebrating is the fact that the Trump campaign, and when I say celebrate, let me use a different word. I have to take a step back and just really evaluate their strategy, because they have taken what would, and I know there's a lot of factors to consider. Number one, privilege.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, nobody can deny that privilege is at its finest over the past 2 weeks. When you see and read the headlines that we're reading and seeing, tell me your privilege without telling me your privilege, because we would not be able to do anything of that nature and still consider running for president, let alone be the nominee for the Republican Party for president of the United States. This is, again, one of the most eventful, unprecedented, unpredictable presidential election years I have ever experienced in my life. And I will go to say as far as the entire U.S. history. And the fact that it's happening here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, again, that's a big deal.
Yes.
And you want to definitely stay locked in, because, again, we're going to bring you after today, after this show, 9 more hours of 11, excuse me. I'm sorry, y'all. There's so many people walking by. I'm just trying to make sure I'm not missing, because there's so many people that look like Donald Trump's sons. He got a lot of lookalikes. I was like, is that him again too? Telly and I are literally, we are positioned in a room where all the media outlets, so you starting from Fox News, I saw XM Sirius Radio, iHeart Media. So we are literally in a news media hub where a number of elected officials, delegates, you name it, campaign, senior advisors, security are walking past this booth. And so Telly and I have to be on alert, because we may see somebody that we want to make sure you have exposure to. Now, before we take a break, I got to remind everybody at Old National Bank, they know there is nothing small about keeping up a small business. That's why they've developed their empowerment loan program to help give people of color and women-owned businesses equal access to funds up to $5 million. This substantial commitment shows that Old National Bank truly believes that every small business deserves the opportunity to change their community in a big way. Learn more today by visiting oldnational.com/empowerment loan. That is Old National Bank, get old. All loans are subject to credit approval. Minimum loan amount, $25,000. Additional program qualifications or restrictions may apply. For full details, contact an Old National Small Business Banker.
There it is. And when we come back, we'll wrap things up with our truth of the matter. But as DT said, we have a jam-packed show, not just for tomorrow, but the rest of the week. Again, Eric Trump will be joining us, and also Congressman Jim Jordan will be joining us from Ohio as well, and we'll get his reaction of having a fellow Ohioan picked as Donald Trump's running mate. We'll have that and much more throughout the week, but keep it locked right here. Truth of the Matter coming up next. Keep it locked on Truth Be Told with DT and Telly.
More of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly live from the Republican National Convention returns next on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, 1017thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly live from the Republican National Convention on the award-winning 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, 1017thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube.
Show on Truth Be Told. We did it, Telly. Day two.
Day two.
What you about to go do?
Oh, man.
I mean, we do have, like, the VIP pass. I think I'm going to go over to Pfizer Forum.
You know, I am going to check it out a little more today. Yesterday was just so hectic, and you just...
Man.
Yeah. Once we were done, we were just trying to get out of here. But I'm going to take more of the atmosphere in today, because you just realize when you go home and you turn on the television and you see all of these international and national media outlets, and they're all broadcasting live from Milwaukee. And
isn't that crazy?
Like, yeah, and you're like, man, this is exactly where I have access to. I have the same access that these people on television are talking to. So why wouldn't you, you know, take advantage of that?
And you ready for this? We got the best security on planet Earth, the Secret Service. Who gonna touch us? What, you think I'm not gonna take advantage of that? Excuse me, sir. This gentleman right here is looking at me the wrong way. Can you handle that? We got the best security surrounding us with these credentials. So I'm definitely, in all seriousness,
sure.
However you feel about what's going on this week.
Yes.
Milwaukee's on the map. The world is watching Milwaukee. And I mean literally, in the sense, you know, someone was saying that Germany was featuring the Republican National Convention. I mean, that's, and they're saying, you know, Milwaukee, yeah. Wisconsin.
Yes.
In every accent you can think of,
yes.
Milwaukee is in every reporter, journalist's mouth this week. And I'm so very proud to, again, be here and share this moment with you, Telly. I'm going to be outside today.
Yeah, yeah. And
I'm
the weather's
going to
be nicer. And yes, yes. So,
y'all, look, y'all can't tell me nothing. Look at this.
Yeah.
Well, I can't put it on. Yeah. Trust me.
But I will say this, and that is, now that it is here and you saw everything that happened in day one, it really does make you excited about the rest of the convention, because
yes.
you clearly don't know what other surprises they may have, and you don't want to be the one that's saying, oh man, I could have been there or I missed out. So
right.
I think that might have to be, it sounds like that's both of our truth of the matter, and that is just understanding the time that we are living in right now. I mean, we're doing this in real time. Again,
yes.
a lot of times when history is made, it's after the fact you look back and say, man, I was there, or that happened while I was there. But we know every minute of this week, history can be made at any moment. And so take it all in and make sure that you could say, hey, I was a part of that, when you look back years from now.
Absolutely. And again, Telly and I are so thankful for your continued support and listenership and viewership. Again, this is the only Black talk radio show. This is the only radio talk show representing Black America, Black voters, and yes, even those out there who are Black conservative. How do you even say the word? Conservatives.
Yes.
We are here for you too. Stay locked in. 9 more hours of live Black talk radio, reporting to you live from the 2024 history-making, world-viewed Republican National Convention.
Yes, and one more time, I think we can't say this enough. Make sure you join us tomorrow live starting at 7 o'clock. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. Again, we will be interviewing Eric Trump, the son of former President Donald J. Trump, as well as Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio. We'll get both of them reaction. And Truth Nation, make sure you hit us up. Let us know what you would like to hear from both of our guests scheduled for tomorrow.
Well, as we wrap up again, I'm going to be outside, Telly. I'm going to take advantage of this. I think I'm going to try to catch the press briefing today as well to see what's on the agenda. And just, again, soak in every single second of this history-making event. Sherwin Hughes just walked in the building, so I'm sure.
So it's official now.
It's official now.
Yeah,
we didn't warm y'all up.
We need to get on out of here now.
We were the opening act. Here comes the headliner. And Sherwin's trying to act modest and shy. But seriously, y'all, stay locked in. Thank you so much. Make it a great day. We love you. Tell someone you love them as well. And we will see and hear you tomorrow again. Interviewing at 7:30 a.m. Central Standard Time tomorrow, former President Donald Trump's son, Eric Trump. And we will be asking him about black votes as well.
Yes.
That's going to be a great day tomorrow.
It sure
Maybe
is.
I should stay inside so I don't get hurt or act a fool and I can't be here tomorrow.
You'll be fine. We want to hear how you were outside tonight, tomorrow morning.
I like your style.
There it is. And up next is The Truth with Sherwin Hughes. Peace out.